You're listening to A Certain Degree. This is the last of three episodes about the Art Not Places Orlando Festival 2017. What's left to discuss? We already covered submitting a piece for the event, how Orlando has changed when it comes to the arts over the years. What about more about the friendly neighborhood curators, Julian Chambliss and Rachel Simmons? How'd they get roped into this? What are some of their favorite pieces? Stay tuned. How did you get involved in the Art Not Places in the first place, and how did you end up curating?
Julian made me do it.
I could see that.
I knew that was going
to happen. He's always getting me roped into things constantly.
Oh, it's me and you. Okay. Yes. All right. I want to remember that. last year, I was on the advisory board for Art Not Places. And this year, Barbara Hartley, who is director of Downtown Arts District, asked me, oh, do you want to curate? Which I've yet to like corner her and go like, tell me again why you thought this would be a good idea. I mean, I kind of understand when she first asked me, I'm like, are you sure you're asking the right person? But with the opportunity in front of me, I was like, what are some of the things that I thought would be great to happen in terms of Art Not Places? I think one of the things that I immediately thought is like, oh, I think this is a space where collaboration is important. And so I contacted Rachel and stuff.
I roped her into it.
And asked her, did she want to be co-curator? Because they asked me, and I was like, I'm pretty sure they would say yes if I said, yeah, me and Rachel will do it. I'm pretty sure they'll say yes.
He needs me to legitimize his art efforts because I'm an artist.
That's right. You're an artist. And I'm trouble.
That's so true.
Get out there, grease over. So that's how we got here. It was a natural inclination to team up on our artistic things, and True. Plus people, you know, asking me, I'm like, oh, I always like to bring people in if I can.
We're like the Wonder Twins,
yeah.
Form of a curator.
And then what are you, a bucket of water?
Shape of a curator.
Shape
of and form of. Right?
Oh, right, yeah. I haven't watched that in a long time.
I know.
You're like, I know. It's clear.
It's not what I mean.
What were some of your favorite pieces from last year or from some of the other installations that you've seen of Art Not of Places?
I think last year I really enjoyed, there was someone who did a street installation that was basically giant dominoes. They would set them up and knock them down. I actually thought that was really cool.
And there was play, right?
It was play. The theme was play. And we also had, there was an artist who did like video installation. He had set up a tent on the lawn of Dr. Phillips Center, and he was doing like, he had the video installation. He was there, and you just sort of watched the installation where he did like sort of different cross dressing things. And like, oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, there was a piece last year, and I'm going to not remember the artist's name. I apologize. I'll find it later. But he was near the Avalon Gallery site, and he had toys and all kinds of fun things like attached to these pillars, and then He was inviting people to make drawings and interact with the installation that he created. And he was there, you know, with the work, talking to all the passersby people that would like to participate. So his actual work was really his interaction with the people he was talking to, right? I mean, the objects he created were catalysts for the work, which was the interaction. That's how I viewed it anyway. I'm not sure how he intended it, but and that's always been really interesting to me, like as an artist that does socially engaged projects, where I create something with people, but really what I'm creating is the dialogue between myself and the people that are participating. And it's always a dialogue for me and my practice centered around our relationship with the environment. So anytime I think you as an artist can create a set of circumstances or an environment or a space that invites a particular type of dialogue around a concept. I think that's what people will remember about your work, is if they decide to choose to participate, they'll remember it so much more because they will have had an experience with you that they helped create. So it isn't just a passive thing. You know, you're not just walking into a museum and looking at a work. The artist is long dead. You can't talk to them about it. And you can get a lot from that work, but what if the artist is physically present,
right,
and the work is just an excuse to have a conversation with you, and then you help basically create something through the conversation? So I think that's really interesting.
I think that's one of the great things about Art and Odd Places. There are certain elements of Art and Odd Places I think are really interesting because the city has a very strong set of spaces that could be manipulated in terms of creating narratives. Like, so there are a lot of like great walls. Like, for me personally, this is a huge thing. And like, Rachel's like, what is it with you and the walls? But I'm like, that is such a historically, like, the walls in a city are like this place where people really sort of had a huge debate about visual narrative. Like, in the early 20th century, it was visual pollution. And like, so if you see pictures of cities in the early 20th century, there's something on every surface. And people are like, this is horrible. And they literally passed laws to fix it. And at the same time, they really sort of embraced this idea of public art. So on the one hand, I'm like, that's ugly. And the other hand, I'm like, okay, let's fund some really nice things in the same spaces. So this idea of the wall as a place, like murals and and other kinds of public art as a way to sort of like help civilize the space that is the city is a really interesting idea to me. So I'm encouraging, like, I'm already like, I gotta talk to people I know who do wall things. I'm like, you have to submit to the art places.
Well, yeah, it would be interesting to see some works that interacted with the history of the buildings that they're situated against or projecting things on. Or,
And some of those are historic spaces. I mean, Orlando, I was walking with some students a few days ago, and one of the students like, nothing in Orlando is old. And I'm like, well, compared to you, it's old. I mean, I thought to myself, compared to you, it's old, but... we tend to forget the city has a past, and it has a built past too, right? And downtown there are historic buildings. In the space that we're in, there's a couple of buildings that are really quite historic that we can intersect with. So,
and that's our episode. To learn more about Art in Odd Places, visit artinoddplaces.org. That's where you can find information on applying to participate. Please read everything, especially the call for proposals. There's a lot of really good advice in there. Dates to remember are May 3rd for an information session with the curators on submissions. That'll be downtown Orlando or live streaming. June 10th is the deadline for your application, and that's at midnight. And the event itself will be November 10th through the 12th in downtown Orlando, of course. Thanks for listening to A Certain Degree.